doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Roses, romance, extravagant one-time expenditures. Yes, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And that means it's time for our annual checkup with our favorite doctor. Dr. Ruth Westheimer is a sex therapist, a college professor, and the author of a number of books, including 52 Lessons on Communicating Love. She joins us from her home in New York. Dr. Ruth, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I like the way you said the roses. I like that. I like when you say that.
I better be saying it well this week.
Yeah, and you know what? If it's too expensive roses, it can be any other flower. The important thing is just to say that you are thinking of her.
Excellent.
That's the important thing.
I'm already taking notes. Dr. Ruth, as I think you know, our expertise on this show is money. We know that your expertise is sex. Money and sex may be the two most volatile issues in relationships. What are a couple of things that couples can do to get a better handle on these two critical topics?
First of all, the couple who really likes each other. I'm not talking about a Hollywood type. I'm talking about a couple who really cares for each other. There has to be some kind of understanding in terms of both topics. First of all, the understanding in your topic, you are the expert, but from my point of view, they have to have a communication skill that even if there are some setbacks, I'm not talking about serious ones, but if they have a little less money, not to be discouraged, not to say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen, but to say, okay, we are in this together. And in my area of expertise, not to have expectations that can't be fulfilled. So I'm not saying that a couple who is married for 20 years is suddenly going to have sex every night. That's not how it works. But to say, to make sure that they know that they are sexually literate, that they know something of the importance of varying the experience. So for Valentine's Day, in addition to bringing her flowers, she should provide a new position. She should go out, get a few books, or make up her own. If she makes up her own, she should call you later and let you know so that I can learn from that. So for Valentine's Day, my prescription is a new position, one that they haven't done before. That might be very enjoyable.
Again, I am taking lots of notes.
I hope so.
Do you see some parallels, Dr. Ruth, between the way that couples approach money and the way they approach sex?
I would think the parallel that I see is that it has to do with this open communication. And it has to do with realistic expectations. That program, for example, on television, Sex and the City, that's television, that's Hollywood. There are no 20 men waiting for each woman in New York to shower her with diamonds.
Dr. Ruth, in the couples that you counsel, how often is money a major source of conflict?
Now, money is a major source of conflict only when there is a problem that's being carried into the bedroom. If there is an issue of money, somebody loses a job, and they realize to leave it outside the bedroom, that's what people have to learn to do. Otherwise, of course it's an issue. Even if they say, well, in today's world, the husband can stay home and the wife should go out and work, it usually creates some problems. And also the disappointment of a job and job insecurities. These are things that have an impact on the relationship.
Dr. Ruth, you're known for your advice. I want to turn the tables for a minute. What's the best piece of advice anyone ever gave you?
The best piece of advice is to make the best out of every situation. And in my particular case, coming out of Nazi Germany, having been an orphan at the age of 10, and then having been in a fighter in the Haganah, in the underground in Israel and being badly wounded. I've never killed anybody, so don't worry. But I think that that was, for me, the best advice I ever got.
I want to switch gears for a sec. Dr. Ruth, I know from our previous conversation with you, at that time anyway, your money was being managed by a guy at Shearson Lehman, and you've been very conservative with your own investing. How does the Dr. Ruth investment portfolio look in 2005?
Same thing, very conservative. Same guy. The same guy for, I think, 15 years now. And very conservative. So when I say about taking risks, that doesn't mean that I take risks in terms of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in terms of relationship.
Do you ever pick your own stocks, Dr. Ruth? Do you own any Google?
No. I'm not computer literate. And the one time that I picked a stock because somebody else did, because my website was on AOL, I will never do that again.
All right.
It was just a very small amount. I have no complaints.
Mm.
But that was the only time, and then that taught me another lesson, to stay away from things that I don't know anything about.
To close, Dr. Ruth, I want to close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. We've played this together before. I'm going to be asking you about things in life and ask you if they were stocks, which they're not, but if they were, would you be buying, selling, or holding right now, and a sentence as to why. You ready?
Ready.
Let's start it off with joint checking accounts. If those were a stock, would you be buying, selling, or holding today?
Holding.
Why?
Because I think it shows trust between two people when they have a joint checking account. If there are problems, you have to have your own account.
Next one for you, the expression opposites attract. That expression, buy, sell, or hold?
Hold. Because I don't know if that's true always.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes same backgrounds of people, same values, same beliefs might be very conducive to a long-term relationship.
We see a lot of ads for it. Buy, sell, or hold Viagra and its many copycats.
Hold it, because we don't have all the answers yet.
Last one, Dr. Ruth. Valentine's Day. If it were a stock, buy, sell, or hold?
Buy.
Is it your favorite day of the year?
No, not necessarily the favorite, but I think that even so it's very commercialized, it's a good idea.
You can read about the latest happenings with Dr. Ruth at drruth.com. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, thanks for joining us again on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3. Look at me.
4, 5, 6.
I'm learning new tricks.
7, 8, 9.
The formula's fine.
10.
You want to learn it?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
1.
Take 2 lovers.
2.
Add a glance.
3.
Mix in moonlight. That's a recipe for romance.
4.
Blend in music.
5.
Start to dance.
6.
Pour some sweet talk. That's a recipe for romance.
Romance.
7. If you want a taste of heaven, close your eyes.